Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, last week, Senator John Hovind had a roundtable discussion with North Dakota producers, agricultural leaders, and also FSA officials. That included Brad Thickeson, the head of the FSA office in North Dakota. He gave an update on the MFP payments and also what's going on with WIP Plus in the state. Here's what he had to say at the roundtable discussion.
We talked about MFP. In 2018 in North Dakota, an MFP 1.0, we issued $430 million. Dollars to North Dakota producers. We're at the 75% level now. We've done tranche one and tranche two, so 75% of MFP 2.0 that is, you know, projected, but currently we paid out $536 million. So if we finish this deal on MFP 2.0, we'd be at $714 million that we'd put into producers' hands in 2019. That's almost double of the first MFP go-around. The thing that
you're talking about in North Dakota,
in North Dakota,
that's an important distinction to make.
Yeah, we can get national statistics anywhere else, but this is all about North Dakota.
So you're talking about 2019 for North Dakota would be how much?
2019, if we finish the third tranche, if that comes in January.
Now this when you said when you finish the third tranche?
Okay, well, I guess we're hearing that today,
right?
That's $714 million that we'll put in producers' hands from the 2019 crop year.
Good.
Those are big dollars. The thing is that MFP, and this group can help us, that has to do with the trade tariff. That has nothing to do with what's going on with Mother Nature outside in that crop in the field. And that's where the WIP Plus program, and the senators had a good vision back when WIP Plus was first initiated from the Nebraska floods. Basically, that's where it came from. WIP stands acronym for Wildfire Hurricane Indemnity Program. And he put in the language snowstorm, so that the October 10th snowstorm put us in a WIP Plus category, along with putting us in an emergency disaster declaration asked for the secretary. And I just want to tip my hat to Commissioner Goring's staff. We pulled that off. You know, I had staff at the state office, and we had emergency board meetings of all our counties and got that information up to Secretary Perdue. And we have 47 out of the 53 counties that were declared eligible for the secretarial disaster declaration. But WIP Plus now in the state, we have applications. Currently we got 213 applications, but we're kind of holding off because as we speak, WIP Plus with the enhancement of the $1.5 billion is gonna be a little bit of a change, along with the fact that we now can add the verbiage excessive moisture. And that's been a big caveat that's held a lot of our applications from being processed. So looking forward to after the Christmas holiday and the New Year's holiday that we get these applications processed and we start moving to that. And of course, like the Senator alluded to, that we also are in the ARC PLC signup. So that's also happening as we speak. So after the first of the year, when people get the Christmas holiday behind them and they start thinking about 2020, we expect our offices to be very, very busy. And also I would like to tip my hat to the Senator because Inside Trading says that we are going to get more staff people and that this budget is going to help us with that. And
good.
We're very excited about that, that there's definitely a recognition that these farm programs get added on to each county office and we're cutting staff. It isn't just the producers that are going through emotional stress and all that. It's also these government workers. So
again, that's Brad Thickeson, the head of the North Dakota FSA office. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.